The Warriors hosting the Pelicans and getting Kevin Durant back in action as he makes an immediate impact, jamming home the game's first bucket on the way to a double-double, 16 points and 10 rebounds. Klay Thompson with a team-high 20 points fueled by three three-pointers. Draymond Green with three trays as well, finishing with 13 points and 8 boards in 21 minutes of work. And the bench outstanding. Ian Clark added 17 points, JaVale McGee 16 points, while with Stephen Curry out for the game with a knee contusion, Sean Livingston picks up 14 points in the start with 6 assists, as Andre Iguodala adds 15 points to the mix, and the Warriors extend their win streak to 14, the longest in the league this season, beating the Pelicans 123-101 the final. Here's KD and Coach Kerr.
Felt good. You know, I wouldn't say I was nervous. I was excited. But felt like we played, had a good team win, man. That's what it was all about, getting a W.
You were all smiles before the game. You shared a laugh with Steve Kerr before it started, too. What was that moment like for you? Getting back out there.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. I just tried to make it as normal as possible, you know. Stick with my routine that I've been doing all season. And, just go out there and play. Just leave it all out there. I think I was good. I mean, I missed some shots that I feel like I normally make, but outside of that, I felt like I played good defense. I rebounded well, made the correct plays, and, you know, just tried to play the right way. You know, everything else fell in line after that.
Kevin, it looked like in the second half you kind of hit your stride there, moving a little bit better, shooting a little bit better. What did it feel? Did you need just a little time to make a little bit of an adjustment to the game speed?
I wouldn't say that. I know you guys judge players off mix and misses, you know, but I wasn't even coming to the game worrying about how many shots I made. Obviously, I like to score the ball. I like to see the ball go through the net, but I just try to do the other things, and that, you know, get my scoring game, you know, that'll come around once I just start, you know, playing defense, you know, contesting shots, rebounding, getting out in the break. So, but like I said, my shots felt great. They just didn't go in early on. But, you know, second half, I felt good. See the ball go to the rim, that felt good. But I think when we got on that run, you know, when we went up 20 points, I think, you know, that was a key part of the game. I started to feel, you know, a little better as time went on.
How big was it just to get, like, 31 minutes? Because I don't think anybody in any of us thought you would get that. I mean, Kerr talked about giving you short bursts, but you played some pretty long stints, 8-9 minutes. And the other question I had for you was, you got knocked to the floor there early in the fourth quarter, and you got up smiling. Was that a good hit for you to take at that time?
Minutes-wise, I felt good. I felt like I could keep playing, but obviously, you know, these games are – you know, we got this one seed locked up, and we're going into the playoffs with a good rhythm. But I haven't played in 20 games, so I definitely wanted to be out there longer. But coach understands the big picture. But 31 is a lot of minutes for me after a month and a half of not playing. But I felt great. I felt great. You know, I just got to keep getting better and get more conditioned to the game each and every day. You know, that's how you – once you bounce back from getting knocked down, that's how you kind of – you get more confidence that everything's all right.
Kevin, I know you're never one to try to force yourself into the game, but you got that, you know, isolation real early in the game, got the dunk, got the quick pass to Pachulia. Was it nice to kind of get that out of the way real fast and kind of get some quick moves in?
Yeah. I mean, if you get a dunk the first play of the game, no matter how long you've been out, that feels good. And to get some stops and get a, you know, a little assist, and felt great, you know. So, yeah, that's part of the game. I just, like I said, I felt good putting my jersey on, running out with the team, going through the layup lines. It felt normal again. So, you know, I'm a basketball player. I love playing basketball. That's my favorite thing to do. You know, so to feel like I'm a part of the team and feel like I'm a part of this, you know, this energy that we have feels great.
Kevin, how difficult was it fighting off the antsiness that you must have felt of, you know, you wanted to get back in, and you felt you could have gotten back in maybe a week ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
And also, second follow-up on that, playoffs coming up, how anxious are you to get into that? And you think it's good right now that you were able to get back in a groove tonight just a week ahead of the playoffs?
First question, I wasn't really that antsy, you know. I just try to be patient, you know, and I think taking my mind off of it a little bit was pretty good. When I left the facility for the last 5.5 weeks, you know, I didn't think about basketball a lot, you know. So I think that was good just to get away, just, kind of have a mental vacation from it all. And, you know, when I got to the gym, I focused on just getting better, getting healthy. That was my main concern. And with the playoffs coming up, you know, I just try to take it a day at a time. You know, today was a good day for us as a team. Tomorrow we got to come back in and, you know, get to work and get ready for Utah. And but just take it one day at a time, and all that stuff will come around soon.
Yeah. Before the game, when Coach Kerr was asked what was his expectation from you today, he said defensive rebounds. And today you picked quite a number of defensive rebounds. Did he tell you anything about that before or after the game?
No, he didn't. But I knew that's, you know, we play small a lot. And, you know, when I, before I got injured, that was a big emphasis is rebounding and getting out on the break. And, you know, when we our rebound teams were pretty good. So we out rebounded them by 19 and we had 36 assists. You know, so that felt great, you know, just getting back into the groove of things and playing the way we normally play. I don't feel like anybody forced anything tonight. It was a good win overall.
So what did you think of Kevin's performance?
It's great. I love the fact that he played 31 minutes. You know, I wasn't sure how many minutes we'd play him. We were kind of basing it on how tired he looked, and so his conditioning was great. And I thought as the game went on, he found a good rhythm, and it was a really good night for him and for us.
Was he kind of campaigning to, like, maybe that last run to stay in, or was he?
But he always does. Kevin wants to play 48 minutes every night, so we have to tell him he's not allowed to do that. So but 31 was about as high as I could have imagined going with him, and he wanted to keep going, but I think that was about the right number.
Aside from the opening dunk and maybe getting knocked to the floor there early in the fourth quarter, do you think that just the time on the floor was the most important thing for him?
Yeah,
tonight?
Yeah, just to feel it again, just to get back and have to play defense and fight through screens and rotate and all that stuff. And then you could see that he felt better with his shot, I think, in the second half. It started to come, and that's to be expected. First game back, it's going to take a little while to get the jump shot going. But, you know, he had 10 rebounds and 6 assists. And, I mean, he just – and I thought he moved better without the ball in the second half, too. He just seemed more in the flow with the rest of the guys.
I was going to ask about the rebound. You mentioned your goal was defensive rebounding when you talked to him.
Yeah.
Did you see that out of him? I think nine defensive rebounds is what he had. You guys, and you beat him on the boards for sure.
Yeah. That was a big part of the game for us. 53-34. So we had, you know, 10 more field goal attempts than they did, and we took care of the ball. That's what I was really pleased about offensively. We didn't do much in the first half, but we didn't turn it over, and so we weren't giving them any easy baskets in transition. So by the end of the game, I think we ended up with 9 turnovers. I think 4 of them were in the last few minutes. So we really had a good game taking care of the ball and defending. And when we do those two things, we're usually pretty tough to beat.
I guess the X-rays for Barnes were negative. At least, yeah. Is this pretty minor, or do you have any?
It seems pretty minor, but we'll just have an update, I guess, the next couple of days. But I talked to Matt after the game. He didn't think it was too bad.
Steve, I know you weren't worried about the result, but the guys seemed to sure want to win that one. Big, and you got contributions from just about everybody, even with
Kevin. Yeah, I mean, we should win that game. I mean, they, you know, they're resting, or they've got injuries, and to their you know, the big guns, and you know, we're heading into the playoffs, trying to, you know, enter on a good groove, and so good effort, really good effort. I thought a lot of guys played really well. Sean Livingston and Andre were both fantastic again. You know, JaVale gave us a good bump off the bench. You know, Patrick and Ian came in, gave us good minutes as well. So, you know, it was a good solid night for us.
It looked like Draymond also kind of benefited from that night off because he looked energetic and his three ball was going. What'd you see from him?
Yeah, you know, we only played him 21 minutes, which probably is a season low for him. if I'm not mistaken. And but I loved his energy. It was just right for Draymond. He didn't need much more than that. It was just more rhythm. And when he makes threes, you know, it changes everything because people leave him open. And, you know, we're moving the ball. He's out on the perimeter. If he knocks a few of those down, we're usually in great shape.
Steve, you got two more games before the playoffs begin. But when you get into the playoffs, the chances are you're going to play mostly out west. It looks like it anyway. How much of an advantage is it going to be not having to get on that plane, go to Memphis, go to New Orleans, go to Houston, and instead stay within, you know, an hour's time zone?
Yeah, well, we like that. Seems like we've spent a lot of time in the central time zone the last couple of years in the playoffs. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. But, you know, the main thing is obviously just being healthy and in a good groove heading into the first game.
Over the last couple of years, you've talked sometimes about how it's sometimes easier to keep a guy out than play them, like, let's say, 20 minutes or so. We saw that with Draymond tonight. Is that something that might be a part of the next couple of games before the playoffs?
Say that again. It's harder to...
Well, so you had talked in other years about how sometimes it's easier just keep a guy out rather than play them, like, 20 minutes.
Oh.
Is that, like, it looked like that really did help out Draymond tonight. Is that something that might be a part of the next couple of games?
I might rest somebody Monday. I won't rest anybody Wednesday. I'm thinking about Clay on Monday. He's played a lot of minutes this year. We could give him the night off. We'll let you know. Everybody else, I think, will be playing. Steph should be back. I think this is kind of what you'll probably see the next couple of nights. A lot of guys playing, you know, 25, 28 minutes. You know, maybe we bump KD up a little bit to increase his conditioning capacity, but this is probably indicative of what you'll see.
You and KD shared a laugh right before the game, right before he took the floor to start the game. What was that moment like from your perspective?
I don't even remember what we were laughing about. I was just excited to see him back out there. I was happy for him. I mean, it's you know, it's been 5 weeks, and obviously it was a huge scare. The injury was at first we thought was season ending, and so it's just I was just happy for him that he was back out here and where he needs to be. He's been getting grumpy the last week or so, so it was time. It was time for him to play.
And the Warriors have two more home games before the regular season wraps up. Wednesday night, it's fan night here, as the Warriors host the Los Angeles Lakers. But before that, on Monday night, the Utah Jazz visit. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.